A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
This Sunday, we are presented with the very heart of the gospel message: love one another as I have loved you. How many of us want to be loved? So it is the center message of the gospel of love. And sixth Sunday, we are concluding. Sixth Sunday is the conclusion of this Easter season, and then we celebrate the Ascension and the power of the Holy Spirit. So today is the climax of love. That is what we are trying to understand. The whole world is hungry for love, and all of us want to be loved. And amazing that God is the first one. No matter whether we are worthy or not, he is the first one who loved us so much. And he still loves us. Whether we are able to return it back or not, whether we are worthy or not, yes, he loves us. And that is first of all, we have to acknowledge and realize that God so loved the world, and he is the first one to love. And that is why he is again giving us the command: love God and love one another as I have loved you. So we all of us are very familiar with the love. And in the ancient Greek philosophy, there are six kinds of love that we talk about. So it is a six kinds of love, but what Jesus is talking about is something certainly highest love. It's called agape love. There are different kinds of love: eros love, mania love, possessive love, ludus love, and different kinds of love. The sixth in Greek philosophy, it is there, but highest is called agape love, unconditional love, and that is what God is trying to tell us. So it is, we are all familiar, we all experience love in our lives, both in the giving and receiving end. And we all of us are hungry, we know what love is. And it is something that we all probably feel qualified to speak a lot about. We have grown up feeling love towards our families and being loved in return by them. In our teens and early 20s, we all have surely experienced, and those who are coming to this age had a strong feeling of love towards one another or someone we are particularly attracted to. So all those love of the 20s, those who are in 20s, they know that how strong it is, the emotion. This has frequently blossomed into marriage. So it ends up in marriage. And in marriage, that love has deepened and matured. And we might consider that we are even more expert in this area, because at times in our lives we have been happy and unhappy as well in love. There are marriages of 70 years together, and always they have full of joy. Yeah, full of joy. Rose flowers, 70 years of married life. No, lots of pain. Yes. Lots of pain, but yes, it's still they persevere. Still they persevere. So that is the love we are talking about. There are marriages who break in 5 years, 2 years, 3 years. But yes, that can be understood in a different way and may not be understood that highest love. So it's love can mislead us also. Yes, very easy to be misled. So it might be that our love was unrequited, or that we were deceived or betrayed in love, and long relationship could not last. And we have experienced the hurts that love can create sometimes in our lives. And however, as in all things, what we human beings know about love pales into insignificance in comparison to love in God's understanding. So God's love is certainly, we try to comprehend very carefully what he's saying. Love one another as I have loved you. Not as you think and as you know, as I think. He doesn't say love one another as you think. No, we are to love in the same way that he loves. Jesus presents himself as an example and model of how to love. And this is just as it should be, because Christ is, of course, the very embodiment of perfect love. And that's why we need him all the time, because he teaches us all these things. All the time we have to come to him to learn from him his love, not our love. His love is a perfect love. We have already noted that the love we normally experience as a human beings frequently has its basis in either attraction or proximity. And sometimes the animals are also, they express their way of expressions. But we, as human beings, love the ones we are attracted to, and we love those with whom we live closely and with whom we were brought up. So the opposite of love is hate. How many of us want to be hated? Yes. But yes, you hate some people, you are being hated by somebody, and yes, that is against love, hate. And we usually hate those who are repelled from, those who are foreign to us, those who are strangers. But with Christian love, we are asked to go beyond that human limitations. And that's why we need his power, his grace, his strength. We are challenged to love everyone, regardless of whether we like him or them or not, regardless of whether they have hurt us, regardless of whether they share our belief and our custom and our way of life. Each human being is created out of love by God in his image and likeness. And this is very difficult to understand. Yeah, this is very difficult to comprehend, that each human beings are being created in the image and likeness of God. And though they are marred with sins, or very depths of sin, even then, God loves us. And that is what he's teaching us, to love one another. And God will never alienate himself from which he has created in this beautiful universe, in this beautiful world, human beings as in image and likeness. If God loves everyone and he asks us to love one another just as he loves us, then we must love everyone regardless of unattractive qualities or any other obstacles. And this is not easy. And that is the challenge of Christian love. That is called unconditional agape, sacrificial love. So that is what we are talking about. So it is not a lower level of love. Eros love, husband and wife's love, certainly it is one level. But sacrificial love is beyond. So that is the love he is trying to teach us. And this love we are talking about is not about going gooey over someone. It is about appreciating and valuing that person, whoever that might be, as a child of God and worthy object of his. And that's why we come to this church, so that God will strengthen us. He will nourish and nurture us, so that our understanding of agape love, unconditional love, will be granted. So the distinction can be explained by recognizing that the love we usually experience is an emotion, while the love that Christ is referring is more technically called theological love. It is the theological virtue. And that's why faith, hope, and love is the highest. That's why love is the highest. It is a theological virtue. It is not an emotion. So we usually distinguish between these two types of love by calling theological virtue of love charity. And charity, it cannot be confused in a way. Charity is used most superficially in relation to care of the poor or attending some other good causes. But it is not that. It is more than that. So when we speak about charity or Christian love, we mean that we treat all around us with a special regard that is due to one created by God out of love in his image and likeness. And that is charity. So there may be no special attraction to that person. Indeed, there may be many things about that person or him or that we dislike. But we overcome these personal preferences because we see in them the beauty of being created by God. An important aspect of our emotion we call love is willingness to make sacrifices for the person whom we love. And that is what Mother's Day is coming, Father's Day is coming. The sacrifices, what you do as a mother for sons and daughters, as father for the sons and daughters, that needs sacrifices. And that is the sacrifice what God is telling us. This is classically known in the picture of Mother Pelican, who in times of famine will stab her own breast with her beak to let her cheeks feed on her blood. And this is why you often see a pelican carved on the front of an altar. And it is an allusion to the sacrifice of Christ. The blood and water came out from there, and that is the sacrifice. And God's sacrifice out of love, so enormous sacrifice, even in the extreme circumstances, going as far as to give our own lives. So there are people who give their own lives for the sake, sometimes for patriotism, sometimes for good causes, sometimes for other things. But yes, just imagine about Jesus. A great example and inspiration. What is the difference about Jesus is that he sacrificed himself in order to redeem the sins of the people, sins of mankind. So that is different, sins, so that he can conquer the power of evil and Satan and everything. It is sins of the people. And he gave his life for the salvation of whole mankind. And that is what we celebrate. That is what we come to receive. That is in the holy altar we celebrate the memorial. And that is what he wants to teach us. That is the sacrificial love, that agape love. And it is certainly very difficult without his grace, without his power. And that's why the world constantly needs to come to this place so that they can understand this sacrificial love, eat and nourish and nurture themselves through the power of the Holy Spirit. So he doesn't abandon us with our own understanding. He always sends us the Holy Spirit to renew and reform our church and understand that deeper meaning of virtue of love, theological virtue, which is sacrificial and conditional love of God. So yes, it is certainly difficult. It is very natural to hate like Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin or Saddam Hussein. Very natural, because they have done bad things for humanity. But just imagine in our day-to-day life, in present life, each and every day while you're driving your cars, also you can able to feel the hatred at that time, how we react, how we feel for the people, those around us, those who are struggling in all their lives, and how compassionate and understanding we have. So we may not get Hitler or Stalin each and every day, but yes, certainly we will get the people who are just in front of you, right and left, who can challenge you for the sacrificial love, for the bigger understanding of love. And how do we reply? How do we react in those moments? And that is what God is inviting us to ponder today. So that's why he's saying, yes, love as I have loved you, not the way you love. And it is only possible when we are constantly coming to God to understand this mystery of love. The sacrifice which we celebrate is the agape, unconditional love. And that's why we eat his body and drink his blood each and every time, so that we can grow like him and able to renew ourselves, renew the humanity, renew the society, renew the whole world. And that is the call. And yes, It is possible with his grace, with his power, as we come to his altar. So let us be grateful for our faith and continue to be nourished and nurtured by his love, by God's agape love. May God bless you.